Welcome to this episode, which is titled, You Can't Plan What You're Not Ready For. By February, many women begin to question their plans, not because they lack commitment, but because something feels off. The goals, they look right on paper, yet progress feels slow, sometimes even uncomfortable. Your motivation dips, doubt creeps in. I know this feeling well. In the early years of my business, I believed sales and growth were about hustle. I was constantly making it up as I went, trying ideas, launching offers, pushing myself forward, and hoping that something would stick. On the outside, it looked like momentum. On the inside, it felt messy and exhausting. I was busy, but I was not anchored. What was missing was not a better plan, it was readiness. Planning assumes a level of stability and clarity. Readiness asks whether the foundations are actually there. You can have the best intentions and the most beautiful plan, but if you're not ready for the next stage, that plan will feel heavy rather than supportive. Readiness is about four things. The first, capacity. Managing your mental space and energy, not just the hours in your day. The second is confidence. Trusting your decisions enough to speak up, take risks, and be seen. The third is structure. Having systems that allow you to lead rather than constantly firefight. And the fourth, self-trust. Aligning your actions with your values so you stop living by other people's expectations. So readiness is about capacity, confidence, structure, and self-trust. When these are unclear, planning creates pressure rather than possibility. Many capable women move into action too quickly because they feel they should. I remember agonizing over my first group program, refining and perfecting every detail for months. On the surface, it looked responsible. In reality, I was avoiding the deeper work of being present and trusting myself. I was not ready, not because I lacked skill, but because I was chasing perfection instead of alignment. Needless to say, that group program a couple of years ago, I'm getting tongue-tied, didn't take off. So what are the common signs? Constantly tweaking your plan without real progress, feeling busy but not focused, questioning whether now is the right time to grow, or maybe knowing something needs to change but not sure what. These are not signs of failure. They are signals asking for clarity. My own wake-up call came at home. I found myself snapping at my kids over spilled milk. I've shared this story before, not because it was the moment, but because I was suffocating in a life that was no longer aligned with who I was becoming. That sense of being stuck was not a wall, it was information. Something wanted to grow, but it needed space and honesty first. When you're ready, decisions feel cleaner. You'll know what to prioritize and what to pause. You stop chasing every idea and start committing to what actually matters. Energy returns because your effort is directed, not scattered. Readiness does not mean everything is perfect. I started my business feeling uncertain and far from prepared. Readiness means you understand where you are, what is solid, and what needs strengthening before you move forward. It is the shift from guessing to growing. Taking time to assess your readiness is one of the most powerful decisions you can make. It allows you to grow sustainably rather than pushing through uncertainty and hoping it works out. My dad asked me once, "Are you building something that really matters to you, or are you just keeping busy?" That question changed everything. It brought me back to intention, ownership, and leadership. And that's exactly why I've created the Business Readiness Reflection. It's a simple, honest way to understand where you are right now and what your next best step truly is. Before you say yes to the next opportunity, give yourself the gift of clarity. It's a free reflection tool. It's available now. Go to theleaptolead.com/ready, and I'll put that link in the show notes.